tells us, describes to us, the Midas HaChesed from Avraham Avinu. Here we said the way Avraham Avinu was mekayem the mitzvah of Achnos HaSorah. So Avraham Avinu reached the peak of Midas HaChesed. Avraham Avinu used some Kabbalah's Me'ashrim. And we find that I see all very similar on the Chazal say Schus that Avraham Avinu said Ekro Pas Lechem Sado Libche Machat Avoyro so Klal Yisrael was Zuyche that Rabbein Yisrael should give them Lechem in Hashemai should give them man for 40 years in the Avraham Avinu opened up the heavens the Rebbeinu himself should give them up. Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu said, you got no matmayim, so they were zoyche to the Beiro Shel Miriam that supplied water for them 40 years in Libna. And the Chazal say, Lechem, they were zoyche directly from Hashem, Abba Shliach. That's because Avraham Avinu said, Ekro Pas Lechem, he himself served them Lechem. But Mayim, since it came to Ashliach, so Klal Yisrael was also zoyche to Ashliach, to Beiro Shel Miriam. So someone pointed out, Rav Lezer Zichrono Livracha pointed out, what would have been if Avraham Avinu himself would have served them water? So then they wouldn't need Beiro Shel Miriam, and it would never come to the main river, and they would enter the soil, and there wouldn't be all the chatoim of the Meraglim, and once Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael would enter the soil, so this already would bring the Gula Shleima, and there would never be any goddess. So we see that if Avraham Avinu would have given them a glass of water, so it would be zoyche to the Gula Shleima, giving a glass of water. So what do we see from here? We see from here how come there are many people that come behind the mitzvah of Achnos HaSorah, and they serve the Ochem themselves. Prophet Chaim and so forth, Chazanish, when a Noirach came, so he made the bed, having a Chazanish, he made the bed himself. On the kind of mitzvah himself. So how come he and his Zoyche to such Schar? But that's the meaning of office. We see something which a person does be shlemus. Does be shlemus. His whole heart, all his energies, whatever koyach Avraham Avinu possessed, immobilized to be nikayim Achnos HaSorah. So something which a person does be shlemus, especially the others, that they were in bchinah of the shoroshim of roots. They're the ones who planted chesed in the world. It was a world devoid of chesed, a world that lived in fear of all the different elements of nature, a world that was disunited and torn apart because they didn't see the unity in the world. They thought that each power of nature is a god by himself. The sun is a god and the moon is a god. And even the dust of their feet is a god. Why? What? How did they think that the dust of the feet is a god? Well, because they were nomads traveling through the desert. Then you have a sandstorm. So the sandstorm covers up all roads and you lose. You don't know how to find a way out. a terrible, mighty force of nature. So they believe that there's a God of the sand. That's what Mishnah. So it's a world that was terrorized by the elements of nature, by the gods, and therefore they had to appease them, sacrifice to them. There was no room for chesed. Avraham Avinu, he was able to unite the world, to see the unity in the world, the Kel Echad. When you see the world as a whole, and you see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam provides for everything and for everyone. So he was the one who instilled and planted the Midas HaChesed in the world. A chesed that was done by Shleimus, that chesed could move worlds, Maaser Avisim Labanim. Such a chesed which a person does by Shleimus, as much as it's possible, so that could bring down man min Hashemayim. Man min Hashemayim. That's Maaser Avisim Labanim. That was once explained that Boya said to Uz, and she said to him, I'm not even like one of the maidservants. So the Chazal said to her, Yishalem Hashem Poli, Usi Maskuch Teshlimo, Im Hashem Rite Yisrael, Asha Bos Lachsus Tachas Nof. The Rebbeinu will pay Polich for what Meisim, for what you did. Usi Maskuch Teshlimo. And your payment, wages, will be complete. If, I mean, we had any doubts that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam pays full wages, said Yishalem Hashem Polich. So what does it mean, Usi Maskuch Teshlimo? Yishalem Hashem Polich is enough. It says afterwards, "Atoyma en tzochein beinechad adoyin kinechaptoni yechidibarto aliv shifchosech v'noichel ve'eye ke'achas shifchosech." She thanked him for his concern, for his sympathy. Says, "I'm not even like one of your maidservants." Vayoyma lo boyas, so lo it says without a makufei. So Chazal interpreted as if it was said by you, and he said, Loi, no, you're not like one of the servants. You're like one of the Emoyes. You're like Saul of Ifka Ohol Vilei. What does it mean, like you're one of the Emoyes? Just like Maaser Avisim Labanim. Every step that Avraham Avinu took, so he paved the way for future generations. Avraham went to Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. Sorrow was taken by force to Baroi, Klal Yisrael suffered in Mitzrayim. Baroi enumerated Sorrow to Avraham, so they went out from Mitzrayim with Rechush Godel. And I also said, they went out from Mitzrayim, there was a name of Rav that went out from Mitzrayim. And it says in Lech Lecha, when Avraham Avinu is returned from Mitzrayim, so it says, "Ayal Avon in its time, move east with Cholash Eloyim." That's paving the way for the Jews leaving Mitzrayim. It says, "Veloyti my hanek, loyti my hanek, but began Erev Rav. Erev Rav also went up from Mitzrayim. Loyt is the Erev Rav. And just like Avon had trouble afterwards from Loyt, so Klal Yisrael will have trouble with the Erev Rav that went out from its time. So it's my service, even upon every step that Avraham Avinu takes encompasses and has within it the future directions for Klal Yisrael. So Oya said to Ruth, you are reached your chesed that she did. It was the aim of the chesed of Avraham Avinu. It was a wholehearted, a complete chesed, a chesed shleimus. Here the daughter of a king forsakes her land, her family, and escorts her mother-in-law, comes to a foreign land, and she goes from field to field, collecting lekech or beyon, like an aniyah, like a poor person. and she doesn't complain and she's happy. This type of chesed is a chesed b'shleimus. And if it's a chesed b'shleimus, so si maskuch t'shleimo. So the maskuch says to b'shleimo. What is maskuch t'shleimo? That ma'ase ovei sima labori. From now on, he tells her, every step that you take will lead a roishem for future generations. You are like one of the emoyes, just like the oves and the emoyes. So they were the shiroshim, the roots from which came out afterwards, the branches and the fruit came out from Yisrael. So the same thing he tells now, you became the mother of Malchus in Klal Yisrael. And every step that you take is directions for the future. And Chazal go through in Shabbos that when he told that Goyishi Haloim, come Haloim, Haloim is a Losh of Malchus, means Malchus will come from you. And we talk about Peter Bachoimetz, Choimetz is vinegar, is sour, from you will also come out, from the Malche Bezdovit, will be those who are not really acting the way Malche Bezdovit would act. And Bateshe Mitzad HaKoyfu, she said on one side, it's a sign that Malchus Bezdovit will be split, Malchus Yisrael. That's what it means. We see, and Batoichal, Batisba, Batoiso, means that you will bring prosperity to Klal Yisrael, times of Melech HaMashiach and so forth. So that's what it means to see Maskuch Tishleima. Shalom Hashem Bolech with me. The Menashon will reward you, will pay you for the chesed that you did. Hamas tells her, your chesed was such a chesed Tishleima, it's like a chesed of the others. That to see Maskuch Tishleima. See Maskuch Tishleima means that your chesed came in into the Nishome of Klal Yisrael, to the center of Klal Yisrael. It became the inheritance of Klal Yisrael, and it has to bring results in the future. That's what Ma'is Oveis Sima Labonim. So this chesed, highest madrigal of chesed, peak of Avraham Avinu reach in the oifen that it was Mekayim Achnos Asof. And one says that Yehu Yoyshev Pesach Oyel, Avraham was sitting by the entrance to the tent. He says, why? Because Tliro Yishim Yesh Oiva Vishon V'yachnis in the base. Avraham wasn't sitting inside waiting for somebody to knock on his door. He was waiting outside to see, maybe he'll notice somebody passing by and he will bring him to his house. Yichoy Mayoim. What is Yichoy Mayoim? Asher says, Oitze Chamo Menachtiko, the Rebbe Mishon took out the sun from its sheath that came so strong that nobody was able to move. I have Asher notice, Yichoy Mayoim, when the Rebbe Mishon heated up the day, Rebbe Mishon added extra heat to the day. The day is the sun. Yichoy Mayoim. And when he saw that Avraham Avinu cannot rest unless he does chesed. So it's a different type of chesed the way people do, because when they see the poor, sick, needy, so they become full of compassion. Here he didn't see before him anyone. But he lied. He lives in chesed. He's oxygen. Without chesed, he cannot live. This is the avas chesed. It's have of the two chesed. Chesed. You're the only is doing Avraham Avinu a favor, not Avraham Avinu is doing the favor. So then, the highest degree of chesed, Avraham Avinu reached. So I once says, right, Avraham couldn't rest, unless it was chesed. So the Rebbe Shleiman did him a favor, and he sent three malochim. What did the Rebbe Shleiman have to send three malochim? There are plenty of anim in the world. So the Rebbe Shleiman could have gotten three poor people to come, and they would really benefit from the chesed of Avraham Avinu. The malochim only had to act as if they read, but they didn't need it. It was why not? Plenty of ani. Why couldn't the patient bring ani? Either the patient had to send three malochim, one malach to tell Sola that you have a son, and one malach to overturn his doing, and one malach to save Loi. So what? So that's why the Rebbeinu Shimon has to do everything to kill two birds with one stone.
He could send three malachim. He could send, that was three anim.
So why didn't he send malachim?
Here Avraham Avinu goes to such length to be mekayem the mitzvah machnos asochim, to benefit the people and so forth. And it comes out that they weren't in any need. Why not really send these people?
What will you say?
So I said, here Avraham Avinu reached the highest madrig of chesed. Therefore he brought in chesed to the world, higher level of chesed. If three people would come, three anim, they couldn't appreciate such chesed. They couldn't understand how a man who just underwent an operation, 99 years old, goes and prostrates himself before them, bows down, begs them they should come and eat, and sheikhs, relax, and so forth. They would laugh at him. Crazy. This man is crazy. And the Mele, if they would look upon him as crazy, that would affect the chesed of Avraham Avinu. He wouldn't be able to do that chesed when he had people looking upon him as if he's crazy, out of his mind. So that would hinder the midas of chesed of Avraham Avinu. The only ones who could appreciate such chesed were malachim. And that's how such type of chesed came into the world. So here we find on one hand that the world got a new infusion of chesed unparalleled to anything that happened before. So how could it be that at the same time we just turned the page and one of the malachim goes to Tovater instead? The world reached, the section of the world, the segment of the world reached highest madrig of depravity, of rishis and abzolos. How does that be? When you have such chesed in the world, it should improve the world, it should make the world a better world. Even if you're not like Avraham Avinu, but at least you become influenced by Avraham Avinu. You become a better person. And instead, we find just the opposite. That at this time, Avraham Avinu cannot sit still when he's not making the video of chesed. Is doing some miles away in Eretz Yisrael, you have people reaching or sinking into the lowest type of perversion and brutality in our souls. Not affected at all. And the chesed of Avraham Avinu. See, Avraham Avinu taught the world the belief in one God had an effect. Some accepted it totally, some didn't accept totally, but it weakened Avraham Avinu. It didn't make them bigger Avraham Avinu than before. And here, Avraham Avinu brings in chesed to the world. And on the other hand, it seems to have an opposite effect. Opposite effect. How does it work? Why is it this way? Now, what was the head of Zdoya? Previous Hebrew. So the Tigre says, Gans is going, Royim the Chatoyim Lashem Yoit. Lloyd decided, God is doing. So the Torah tells us that the Anshe is doing Rohim B'chatoyim Hashem Yoreit. So Rashi says Rohim B'gufo B'chatoyim B'momoino Hashem Yoreit. Rashi says Rohim B'gufo, they themselves are evil and hurt people. B'gufo B'chatoyim B'momoino, and they are sinners with their money. And some say roi means they have midris rois, b'shchosim. And chatoim doesn't say choitim, but chatoim. Chatoim means their machdis arab. I'll soon explain this. Lashem yoid, Rashi says, what does it mean, Lashem yoid?
יודעים ריבונו ומסכוונים לריבון. They know their master. They know Hashem. But they want, their intention is to rebel against Hashem. Here it seems to be, as Hanish is doing, some great people. Yoidim Leboyim. Umeskabim Leboyim. What Yeshivas did the Hanish is doing learn? I mean, that's, you can say on them, Yoidim Leboyim. Yoidim Leboyim. They're not to eat the Abed Israel, but Yoidim Leboyim. They know Hashem, they know Leboyim. But they want to rebel. We don't find them in the tape. Sanchez is doing, but different than the inhabitants of Canaan and all the others that were in the Abed Israel. His family were also in the Abed Israel. So what does it mean? Yoidim Leboino. Like Avraham Avinu, Yoidim Leboino and Skabni Leboino. Could be, as she mentions, that when Avraham Avinu, when the first we had the war, the Chomer, between the four and the five kings, and Malazdoim was captured, and Malazdoim was escaped and fell into a field of, to a well of pitch, there was Berushema. He was saved. Hashem mentions the Medrash. And then Malazdoim realized that the miracle of Avraham Avinu that was saved miraculously from the furnace, the Mul Kazdim was true. See that it's possible, just like he was saved miraculously. So possibly that the Melah of Doim did already believe in the Munen HaKeilechot. So from the Nisim that happened, and Avraham Avinu, that he was victorious over the four kings and so forth. So he was already Yoidim Reboim. Miskabim Reboim. Possible. Yoidim Reboim and Miskabim Reboim means this. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam created people. That's Elam Elokim. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam also instilled Tzel HaMelekim has an alarm. It's an alarm in every person's heart and mind. We call it a conscience. That this policeman that's within us, that tells us when we do something wrong. We realize when we do something wrong. Sometimes we listen to the alarm. Sometimes we don't listen to the alarm. But we know that we're doing wrong. Some to a higher degree, some to a lesser degree. That's Yoidim Reboinu. Some Yoidim Reboinu, Reboinu Malderech Enes. So, if you don't reach, but you know, this is good, this is bad, this is evil. But Miskabdim Likoyboy means when you try to put out the alarm, when you try to stifle the conscience, to kill the conscience within you. That's Miskabim Limreboy. That alarm, that guilty feelings, that conscience that we have, that's Rebbeinu Shel Olam talking to us, telling us whether we do is right or wrong. Deep down we know and we do something that's wrong. When you try to stifle that conscience, when you try to take away the guilt feelings, that you shouldn't feel guilty for doing that. Maybe trying to say, well, evil is good, and good is evil. That's Miskabdim Limreboy. That was the difference between the Rishis of Zdoim and the Rishoyim that you had at that time in other places of the world. You had the Rishoyim, and the Rishoyim. But somehow, as much as the Tzel HaMelekim worked in them, and so they realized. Realize what's good and what's bad. They came into the sphere of Avraham Avinu. They realized this is really the way to live. So all the nations came together, Imek Ashov, Imek HaMelech. They crowned Avraham Avinu as king. I refused to follow him, but the Kolpan realized this is the way to live. Said to themselves, okay, we cannot make it. It's beyond us.
art. This is the way to live. Nisi Elikim Ata B'Shechayim. You are the Prince of God within us. But what did the Anshis do? What did they try to do? In the Torah itself, does not tell us how the, what caused, what motivated the Anshis doing to become Ronim B'Chatev Mashem Yerim. In Tanakh, in Chesed, it says that the land of Zdoim was a fertile land, a rich land, the best. So therefore, a lot of people that lived in places that land was not fertile, was not rich, or poor, would migrate, would come to Zdoim, would want to settle there. So they began to worry, what will happen? And all the people, all those that are poor, will come to us, will settle by us. And we wouldn't have to take away from us our riches. And the economy would not be as good as before. So we gotta stop them. Stop them from coming. How do you stop them from coming? So at that time, the world was not as corrupt as it is now. In the Tzelen HaLikim, the closer it was to the creation of Adam HaRishon, the Tzelen HaLikim would bury it. So, how did the United States stop the migration? To pass laws, quotas, this. That's how many people were lost, could have been saved in the Second World War, only because the United States refused to give a visa. Why? The same fears. They'll come here. They'll take away jobs from us, from the citizens. There wouldn't be enough. Breakdown. Ruin the economy. That's all. You pass laws. But, and you passed the laws and didn't feel any qualms that your laws are hurting or leading people, causing people to die and to be killed. But at that time, the conscience worried. Alarm was there. So how could your passing laws wouldn't help? People will bury you under laws. And they'll accept. And they'll let them settle there. And then as all these fears are groundless, because the more people come, the more things you need. You need more merchandise, more this. United States was built up from immigrants. And if there is a time of depression, so you had without immigrants, you had depression. So therefore, what did the Anshis doing do? So they came up on a plan. Why is the plan? We gotta stamp out the conscience. We gotta train people to have no conscience. We gotta train people that they should believe that hurting, taking advantage of someone else, hurting someone is good. Well, the stories which they tell about Zdoim, if A punched B and they took him to court, so the court said that B has to pay A. Because he's stronger, punched and hit him. This is how you train people to have no conscience. Not to have any to be kind means to be weak. Weak person. So you cannot be in control of your feelings. So therefore you're kind. You weak yourself, you need somebody else's help. So therefore you say, kindness is good. Really, the world belongs to the strong, to the fit. And therefore, that's how they trained. It became a training, an education. And was punishable by law to help someone else. That was the story of Hakza Koso Abu Elayo Sokolo, the guru who helped out, and she was burned. And in order to wipe out the conscience, so you also have to have everyone conformed. Like all people are made from the same clay, same material, no individualism. So that's the Zdoim. If a Oirach came, and he happens to be that his feet were longer than the bed, so instead of giving him a bigger bed, you cut off his feet. Everybody has to conform. So this is what it means. when everybody has a talent of a key, everybody has a conscience, everybody has a bell that begins ringing when he does something wrong. But when you try to do away with this bell, to do away with the conscience, when you try to teach just the opposite, just like the Nazis, the Marschmonser, how were they able to kill out so many people? They're able to keep up because they train them. You're not killing people. You're killing flies. These are not people. You have no guilty conscience when you kill a fly. So that's Yoidim as the way on this company. That's Midas doing. That's Midas doing. And that was a whole system that, if your mother says, Zenen it was Elechosa. If she could have, somebody could have a benefit, you're not missing anything. Adrabe should be happy to benefit someone. But Midas doing says, no. Means that Zenen it was Elechosa. To benefit someone is wrong. Benefit oneself is wrong. That's where this is, this type of life is the opposite of the Rotz Hashem. It's wiping out the Tzelem Elokim. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom had to intervene and wipe this out. Wipe this out. Oyim Chatoyim Hashem Erit. That was the uniqueness the Arzoyis was doing. But again, the question is, how could Zdoyim be now? How could you have now Zdoyim when you have an Avraham Avinu? Before Avraham Avinu there was no Zdoyim. And now Avraham Avinu reaching the highest madrege of Chesed. So how could you have at the same time the highest madrege of perversion, of Arzoyis? So what do we see from here? That's what the Tani Novice says. That if Chochmosei Ruben Maisov, in Chochmosei Niskayemes, a person with knowledge of Chochmah is greater, and his deeds don't live up, don't match his Chochmah, so it's in Chochmosei Niskayemes, his Chochmah will not be less. What does it mean? It means, if you have theoretical knowledge, in theory, you know what's right, and what's good, and what your duties are, and what you should do, but you fail to apply it in your daily actions. You don't live up to the Chochmah. So then that same Chochmah serves as a means of corrupting you. Because why? Because a person cannot live with a guilty conscience. So you gotta do one other way. Either you gotta improve yourself, live up to the Chochmah, or you have to destroy the Chochmah. You have to say, no, it's not really, what is, this is not really right, the Chochmah is really not true, this is not the way to live. And so forth, you gotta find something else, a substitute for the Chochmah, a different type of life. But you cannot live with Chochmah, with the knowledge, what's right and what's good, and doing just the opposite. You gotta rationalize. So it's either or. Either you become better, or you become worse. But someone that's in Chochmosim will be Memaisov. It's okay, he'll be what he is. But if Chochmosim will be Memaisov, you know what Tzidkus is. You know what an upright life is. You know what Chesed is. You know what you should do, and you don't do it. So there's a limit how much you could live with this knowledge. If you don't improve yourself, you'll come up with a shita, come up with a whole theory, negating the Chochmah. Say, no, the day is night, and night is day. That's what Yeshaya Novi complains, oy, woe out to those who make from light darkness, from darkness light. Because if you see the light, and you don't follow the light, so then you'll have to come. The only way that you could live is by saying that it's dark. Light is dark, and dark is light. That's why at the time of Avraham Avinu, certainly Avraham Avinu had disciples, and his chesed influenced many people. We see Loit, Talmid of Avraham Avinu, Loit in Zdoyim. where it meant his life was in danger, Sakonis Neforshis. And yet, Hoy Pesta Bimikayim the Mitzvah Fatnas Asoch. Yishmoyel, Yeres. Avraham Avinu sent him to take care of the Yochim, Shichech, they trained him. That went down, Maiseh Obisim Alabonim, is not only to Klal Yisrael, but to all of, to the entire world. The Arabs excel in Achnas Asoch. While you're in their tent, they'll wind you and dine you. When you step out of the tent, they'll put a knife in your back. Mm-hmm. That's the Uriya Perod. That's the Perod of Rothbard. So that's, so then, the Adrabe, because the world was reaching in higher and higher Madrigas in understanding of Chesed, so then, when Zdoyim had an opportunity to be a source of benefit to mankind, and it would not hurt them, and since they didn't want to do it, the only way they could enforce it is not like in the United States enforced it by laws, because we are already so corrupt that it doesn't bother us. Well, that's the law of the land. You came to the American ambassador, to the council, didn't bother him. Law says from this country only 1,000 people will be granted visas. That's all. 1,000 people are up, you're stuck. But at that time, conscience worked yet. Laws alone would not be enough. So therefore, they decided upon wiping out the conscience, training people to be evil. Evil is good, and good is evil. To help is a sign of weakness. Not to help is a sign of strength. And in this way, Zdoim for the Zdoim. Right. Americans for the for America, Zdoim first, this is the way. This is what it means. The Amish is Zdoim, Royim v'chatoim v'ashem v'oid. Yoidim es riboinom u'miskabnim v'oid. When you come up with a shite to wipe out the conscience, to substitute and to change evil for good and good for evil, that's Midas Doim. That Rabbi Nachman says, I cannot let such a shita remain in my world. The plenty of showing before Zdoim, plenty of showing after Zdoim, but nothing like Zdoim. So that's why, because Adrabe, when you're in a presence, when you live in a time of Avraham Avinu, so you cannot remain the same. Either you become better, or if not, you'll become worse. Because it's Chochmos in the Ruba Mimaisa. Because a person cannot live for a long time with a guilty conscience. So if you have a guilty conscience, you hear the bell, so either you improve your actions, so you wouldn't have a guilty conscience, or you have to wipe out the conscience. So you chose to wipe out the conscience. That's what Midas Doim is. And we see the depravity of Zdoim. When the Rabbeinu Shlom sent him Halochim to Zdoim, so it wasn't just in order to save, to overturn Zdoim and to save Loim. The Rabbeinu Shlom, by bringing in the Malochim to Zdoim, Malochim are a spiritual force. The Rabbeinu Shlom gave them a last shot in the arm, an injection to improve them. Perhaps the presence of Malochim in Zdoim will lift them up, will bring them out from their depravity. Surprised she has such a cash. So.
And they said, hey, so you as far Nashim, the name guys,
that they made them know when the Beishim passed through Mitzrayim in the middle of the night. Yes, they knew. They knew. Their Neshamas knew. And the Beishim sends him Alochim. That just means he sends him a force of Tare, of Gdushe, of Roinemus. And we see the fact that Lloyd was willing almost, I mean, to endanger his life. So it became because there were Malochim there. And the army forces that point out for a different reason. But it's good according to the way I explained. By Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, when they came to Avraham Avinu, says, Vayisa ino vayah, vine shloisha anosh. Avraham Avinu, who certainly used to Malochim. Lochim were coming with visitors in the house of Avraham Avinu. That's what Hodor says. Hagam Avraham Goyisi, Afri Goyi, here also that I see Malochim. After I saw in Avraham Avinu's house, Malochim were not strangers. Yet Avraham Avinu didn't know they were Malochim. Vinus Loi Shanosh. By Loi, came to Loi. Came to Loi, by Loi, is me Amalochim's doing a better. Loi Jishim Shavdun, by Yahweh, by Yokon Lekosim, by Yishtachwa Paimovs. So by Loi, is Malochim come to Loi. Malochim come to Loi.
Could that also be why Loi doesn't ask them to wash their feet first, because he's not worried about their being a Vodotari?
May say so. That he knew completely Malachim or not. And many, but you could say that. Say. So in England. So that's because Abraham, when they came as Malachim in order to increase Midas Hatoyiv in Lloyd, and Lloyd was the Shoifet. And made it through him to improve the people. He'll be punished to save them from complete annihilation. So what do we see? We see they come and after they found out, came in Terem Mishkov of Anshi and Anshi Stoim, Sabal Abayis, Minar Batzot, and Kolom Mikotze. Ayik Oloi Fayim Olo, Ayeyu Anosh, Mashaboy, Lecho Aloi Lo. And Loi, it's a counter-proposal. So the people say to Lloyd, Vayoyim Lo Gesh Olam, step aside. Vayoyim Lo, O heaven, Malogo, Vayish Boit Shofet, your foreigner. So now you come and judge. Ato Nor Al Chomehe. Okay, threat. So that this didn't help. Is Vayich Tzuhu Bo Ish, the Lloyd Meroyim. What would be missing would say, Vayivtsu beloit meoid. Vayivtsu vo ish beloit meoid. A ish is always a lotion of chashidus. In other words, now, after they threatened Lloyd, and Lloyd refused to yield to the threats, so they came and they pleaded. What was the tone, the idea of their pleading with him? Said, Lloyd, you're such a great person. You are Ish, Vayif Tzobahish. How could you do such an abominable thing and take them into your house? Such a great man. We would expect this for a low life, for nothing. But Ish, a great man, should do such a terrible avera. That's when they reached the highest madrega of the fact. That there was already no way to save them. Then is Vayishlo Hanoshim Vishyodom, and the book of the Sanhedrin is over. When they were so depraved that they appealed to Lloyd as an Ish, as an Odom Choshim, how could you do such a thing? That's it. Oh, they tried both ways. First they tried threats. Ishav and Bologo Vayishpacho. That didn't help. So they tried, that was Vayish, pleading. And what was the pleading? That's already when they reached the depth of the threat. There was no way to save
them. It's more, it's like they say, the sharp stone, they were mamana him upon them, which means they took him to be the example of how one should be in.
Don't make it better. This is Vayif Tzvah Vayish, this is the Vayif Tzvah Vayish. Never mind that they're mamana, they're not mamana. But the appeal to him, Vayif Tzvah, they're appealing to him. In other words, not threatening him, but appealing to him. What are they appealing to him? That we could understand someone else doing such a thing. But you, a great man, how could you do such a thing? That's already when they signed the death warrant upon themselves. There was no redemption for them after this.
He said an angel or something,
meant
like
the
biggest
popular thing. An angel or something. It's even an angel or something. Now we find here, in between, the tefillah on Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was mispalel to Hashem to save Lot, to save Sodom. So the tefillah here from Avraham Avinu at the beginning is more in the nature of a of sort of like a having a discussion with the Rabbeinu Shlomo, like taking the Rabbeinu Shlomo to task. I mean, how could you do such a thing? I'm sure you could call all that. This would be considered an act of profanity on your part if you would do the homage tzaddik in Washington. In other words, Avraham Avinu is against collective punishment. Okay, they deserve punishment. Homage tzaddik in Washington. So that will be a chilul Hashem. Or you have tzaddik in Washington. And Rabbeinu Shlomo said, but find Chamishim Tzadikim. Not only will I not kill them, but I would say they would forgive L'chol HaMokim Bavur. And Avraham Avinu says, maybe 50 that I mentioned, maybe 45 is enough. So Asher says 45. If you have 9, and the Rabbeinu is a little, maybe that's like 10. Asher says, I wouldn't do it if I'm 45. So then he comes to plead. Be 40, so at least 40 would say 4 times, maybe 30, 3 times, maybe 20, 2 times, maybe 10. But for less than 10, he wasn't his power, because he saw that Noyas and his sons and wives were him, and the world was not saved, so he wasn't his power for less than 10. So Lechurem, but if he would have had 10, So what would it be, Miss Powell? That one town should be saved. If you learn out from Noyah, there he would have had 10, the whole world would have been saved. So why was it Miss Powell only for, if you have 10, one town, 20, two towns, 30, three towns? You know, if you have 20, you have 10, the whole place should be saved. For less than 10, he was Miss Powell, because he saw from Noyah. So that less than 10 cannot save the world, but 10 could save the world. So 10 could save 5 towns. Why would it be only 10 for each town? So the answer is that not every tzaddik could save the world. Noyas was a tzaddik. Tzaddik tomim hoyev derois. He was a tzaddik for the entire generation. He belonged to the entire generation. His actions were such actions, such maisim, which related to the entire world. So if you have 10 such tzaddikim, he could save the world. But it's tzaddikim that he had his doing. So it's not tzaddikim that belongs to the world, tzaddikim for the world. It's not even tzaddikim in one town as Messiah has to the other town. But at least this particular town, you find 10, so they should be able to save the town. So we see that the tefillah from Avraham Avinu was not just a tefillah, that to be a tefillah with a cheshbon that how much is the Midas Rasm? And the Rabbi Mishalayim said, okay, I will act upon the Midas Rachmim of Avraham Avinu. But Avraham Avinu, with his understanding, understands that Rabbeinu Shalom should have Rachmim, that's how much Rachmim I play. And what Avraham Avinu could not understand with his Seichel, that Rabbeinu Shalom should have Rachmim more than that, so the Rabbeinu Shalom did not act upon that.
There's two questions, really one. Why is the number 10 needed to save the world? And if you have less than 10, if you have 5 tzaddikim, then would these 5 tzaddikim die also as a result, or would they be saved as individuals?
You see that they weren't saved.
So why?
Allah said, Rabbi Yishon did not save them. That he understood. You see, before that he asked for 50, or Yechad Tzaddik or Rosh, such a thing, that Kimish and Yitzhak Shus, Lamashkas, Lahashkas, and since if you have less than 10 tzaddikim, they couldn't have any ashpoy on the town, some of them ashpoy on them, so they don't have chusim to receive. That's the mocking of shlicha as eight yeshayim. So that's what we see. 10, why 10? We don't know, but we see that 10 is different. 10 is an eidor, 10 is a miniature of Klal Yisrael. 10, there is something basolam amores nivroilom, seras adivres. So we see that 10 is sort of like an entity itself. And it's different. Yes.
God said that that Adam was against collective punishment.
That's what you say.
In other words, but don't we see? I mean, I'm not sure whether somewhere else that Kaisal Arim was that was this, but the tzaddikim did not help out the Rishonim.
That's something else. And they're guilty too. But the Din of all of us is only a Klavius. The Din of all of us is only a Klavius. Only after they crossed the yard before. But by here they would have no Din of all of us.
And also, why was the Midas HaRachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu depending on the understanding of Avraham?
Well, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki Yitati. It says, Hashem Amar Amchas, Ani Ma'avrom, Asher Ani Yoise. I mean, the Rabbeinu Shalom knew they were in 50 and so forth. But the only thing is, it says, look, since Avraham is my partner, and Avraham is the one that's teaching the world about Hashem, so Avraham has to understand the judgments of Hashem. Something which will be perplexing. The eyes of Avraham are Avinu, as if the Rabbeinu Shalom is doing an injustice. I cannot do so, because that will weaken Avraham Avinu. Therefore, it says, Ki Yitati, I love him, I will let him know. Leman Asher Yitzav is one of his base Akkor, Vishomu Deras Hashem. Lastly, Tzdoko Mishpot, so he has to understand the Tzdoko and the Mishpot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, left at Avraham Avinu, since Avraham Avinu understood that less than 10, they have no reason to be saved. So I mean, Avraham Avinu's sense of perception, of understanding of Achmi Hashem would be higher, so then it could have been different too. So it says afterwards, Ayelach Hashem, Kasha Gibel, Davar Elach, El Avraham. Avraham saw the Kriyas, Hashem says, Ayelach Hashem, Kiven Shem Shtate Gassanega, Olach Lo Yadai. Since the defender, the lawyer, so he's stopped. Avraham Avinu already had no more schusim to find for them. So Olach Lo Yadai, he sent the judgment. Avraham Shavlim Kriyas. Estalek Adayim, Estalek Hasanega, and then the Akatega Lekatek, then the prosecutor was given. So it's Hila Hashem, Kasha Kilo Letavel Avor. So this is the Tefillah from Avor. And once we mentioned that the Tefillah from Avor Mavino is called Amida, it also says, is doing after the Rabbeinu Shalom overturns doing says Yashkin Avraham Baboyke and Yashkin Avraham Baboyke El Amokim Asherom Atchom Es Bni Hashem. So we're not Asherom Atchom Bein Amidu El Tefila, but still since the Tefila of Avraham Avinu is called Amidu, it means it's a special type of Tefila. Avraham was mispowered. Yitzchok was Mispalo, Yaakov was Mispalo. But each one's tefillah is called by a different name. Avraham Avinu's tefillah is called Amida. Yitzchok's tefillah is called Sichon. Yaakov's tefillah is called Megio. So it means it's a different type of tefillah. So what was the tefillah from Avraham Avinu? The tefillah from Avraham Avinu is fitting to Avraham Avinu. After all, tefillah is avodah shebelev. Lord do b'chol levav. Eizu avodah shebelev to tefillah. So everyone understands, which is true, that avodah shebelev means you have to daven with heart. Kavon. But avodah shebelev means something else. Avodah shebelev, so you have to be mispalel and do the avodah with your lev. That's why by tefillah there's no din of shemi yakioini. One will daven out loud, the other one will have in mind to be yoitz, he cannot be yoitz. Why? Because if it's avodah shebelev, it's an individual thing. Your avodah is not my avodah. Your mispalel with your lev is not the same thing what my lev. So memele, therefore, in order for the tefillah to be a real love, to real tefillah, avodah shebelev, that tefillah has to come out and has to fit exactly the personality of the person that is by. So what was the koyach of Avraham Avinu? After all, Avraham Avinu undertook single-handedly to change the world. Avraham is called Avraham Ivri, Kol Oivam Kulei Me'ever Echot, Avraham Me'ever Shein. Crazy to undertake such a task, to fight for the entire world. So what was the koyach in Avraham Avinu? That with this koyach, if you possess this koyach, you have a chance, you have a fighting chance. So Avraham Avinu probably was a great orator. Says Avraham Avinu, says that Kabbalosim Chazal, like pearls, diamonds came from his mouth. Certainly was a great orator, and he had chochmeh, and he had psychology, and he had all the miles. But with what more? Which mile do you have to possess more than any other mile, so that you could have a fighting chance to win your battle against the world? So the Torah comes and tells us that's the koyach of Amida. Stick to it, yes. Avraham Avinu had a koyach of Amida. He made up his mind. This is my life's work, life's task. I will not change. Whether I'm successful or I'm not successful, take a postman's oath, either rain or snow is going to deter me or make me change my directions. This is my life. That's the koyach of Amida. I will stand on my ground. I will not move. I will not change. When you undertake a koyach of Amida, you have a chance to move mountains and to change the world. But you could have any other, including many koyaches and many minors. An orator, and rich, and smart, and handsome, and everything. But if you don't have that dedication of a lifetime's work, so you have no chance against the world. You'll get tired before the world gets tired. So the koyach of Avraham Avinu was Amido. The koyach of Avraham Avinu was Amido, so then his tefillah is also a tefillah from Amido. And how is this illustrated, the tefillah of Amido? Even when it's mispal to the Rabbeinu Shalila, he doesn't take no for an answer. But he stands on his ground, says Rabbeinu Shalila. Maybe he's not right to kill up Tzadik with a Rosh and Rubichul Hashem. Ashrif it could already ask a Mishpah. Says maybe there are 50. So you say, holy head Cheshbonos, that you need 50. Rabbeinu Shalom says 50, I'll save all of them. Okay, fine. No, tries to find within heart, within his understanding, another way to misfire. So he came up with 45. Cheshbon, 45, 9 for each one, and you have with the Rabbeinushim, Tzara, the Rabbeinushim, the Rebister could give extra keches, from 9 could come out 10. She came out of Cheshbon, 45. The Rebister says, okay, for 45 I will say. Yeah, no, 45. He stopped, finished. It's not a Rabbeinushim. Maybe there are 30. Maybe there are 20. Maybe there are 10. You'd go in Orchard Street in a store, you'd be ashamed to bargain like this. You start off with 50, say, oh, maybe. Ken Johnson, maybe give it to me for 45. And Ken said, no, I'll give you for 45. Yeah, Ken, but you don't have. Then maybe 30, maybe 20, maybe 10. And here, you're talking to the Rabbeinu one. And the Rebbe Shtetel certainly knows all the schusim which exists. And according to his judgment, the time has come to wipe out them. And nevertheless, since the Rabbeinu Shleilam said, I will notify Avraham Avinu, and I need his askame, so Avraham Avinu in the koyach of Tzilah, the koyach of Amile, he doesn't let go. Doesn't let go. 50, 45, 30, 20, 10. That's the avodah shebaleh from Avraham Avinu. Because that was the koyach of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, his koyach was Amida. He didn't let go. He had many, many disillusionments. Avraham Avinu, that's the asor nisyonos, that he was misnasef. They were kazdim. This, that, solid, taken to Mitzrayim, solid, you're constant. No, Avraham Avinu is the same. He doesn't change. That's the koyach of Amid. So the tefillah from Avraham Avinu is the tefillah of Amid. Therefore, the Chazal say, Kol akrivei amokam litzvil osoi, eleki Avraham Ezra. So, tipshuta, it means that when you're davening, you have to set aside, designate a place to daven. Not daven one time here, one time there. So chesidus to the tefillah. But it's more than that. This is only an outer symbolism of the tefillah from Avraham Avinu. Because what was the koyach of the tefillah from Avraham Avinu? Amida. Don't let go. Don't be misyayish. Don't abandon hope. Spalel kavel Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz lebecho v'kavel Hashem. Ribui tefillah, marvet, alo. That's the koyach of Avraham Avinu. So I call it kaviyah mokam tefillah. Kaviyah mokam tefillah means it's not a one-time thing. This is a place that I was mispallel, and I will be mispallel, and I will constantly be mispallel. That's the aim from the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. That's by Avraham Avinu, that it says, V'yashkem Avraham Baboike, Elamu kemashorom akshom. Vein amido elot. That's the tefillah. Tefillah should be a tefillah of Amida. Stick to this. And when you have that koyach of Amida, that nothing will stand in the way. Then you have a fighting chance even against the entire world. Avraham Ivri, Avraham Meiver Echot, Echolo Yom Kuloi, Meiver Meiver Ach. Now, Avraham did not mean that he shouldn't be punished at all, but he wanted to save them from total annihilation. That's why he tried to find a source. And if Sodom still could produce so many tzaddikim, means there's still some factors of redemption in Sodom. There's still some potential goodness. Now, his goodness, together with punishment, so could save them. That's what he meant to say. If they would be so totally corrupt, and so then how could you have tzaddikim in that town?
Yes. Why couldn't Hashem just take out the tzaddikim like he did below?
Well, they didn't deserve it. They didn't have such tzaddikim. Now, even Lot was only saved because of Avraham Avinu. Really, we should spend. and something with the Akedah, but don't have time for that. So just the Messiah that we find that from Lloyd, the daughters of Lloyd came out, it says, Stavis, Hus, Hamayovis, and Nama Hamayis. There's a medrash that says, where did I find David HaMelech? I found him in his dream. It says, Aloshim Yitzhiyah by a woman, by David HaMelech. And it also says, in regards to the daughters of Lloyd, so it says that Yemra Hanoshim Oyim Chofoy. Rasha says, Medrash HaGod Yesh, Rosh Mitzoyis Yidashim there, Losh Mitzi. Could have said Rosh Tev Nesech, or is after Siyan Mitzoyis. Means that by them who find a Mitzi, find a Mitzi. Mitzi was Uz, Amar Moinis, from which David HaMelech came out, and the Melech HaMashiach will come. Now what is it that the daughters of Lloyd did such a great thing that they should be zeicher, and from them will come out Uz, the mother of Malchus and Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech and Melech HaMashiach. You see that Lloyd lived with his daughters, one named the son Moya, and the other one said Amoy. Well, what did they do such a great thing? They should be zeicher to Uz and Elach HaMashiach, Malchus Bezdovit. The daughters of Lloyd, what do they decide to do? They say, V'atoyim l'amchil v'latzir o'abino zoki, v'ishim v'oretz lo v'oleinu k'der k'loretz, v'chon nashkes o'abino yayim, v'nishki v'imoy, v'nchayim o'abino zoka. They were the first two individuals in the world that cared for the preservation and existence of mankind. They were going to commit an abominable act which was objectionable to them for the sake of saving the world. Because they thought everyone was killed out, they are the only ones remaining. So what they did was out of concern to preserve the world. So they did a chesed for mankind. They did something which was abhorrent to them for the sake of saving. That's a chesed that leaves an imprint. That chesed remained, and it found its tikkun at the time of Hus Amoyaviyo, that performed such chasadim, the Shirish was from the daughters of light. And another thing. Why did they name the children which they had from their father? They named Moyov and Amon, publicizing to everyone that they gave birth to a son from a father, and this one I was named Amon. Here also, they did a tremendous, because in those days, people believed in demons, people believed in angels coming down from the sky, and living with human beings. After all, whole belief of Christianity is based on this, you know, that
conception took place by itself, and so forth. So Mela, it would have been very easy for the daughters of Lloyd to hide the fact that they were conceived from their father. Well, they're the only ones there at table. So they conceived on their own. Or from angels, from demons, from so forth. So then people might be mistaken and to think that the children are gods. Just like almost 1 billion people believe in this theory. So in order to prevent people from making a mistake and thinking, because everyone who would ever suspect this, Lloyd lived with his daughters, something that nobody would suspect. Nobody would ever dream of such a thing. So there was no one else. So how could they have children? It must be from a heavenly force. So therefore the children must be semi-gods or gods. So in order to prevent people from making such a mistake, they publicized that the children were conceived by their father. Therefore they deserve for having the courage to admit to such a truth. And for doing something which was abhorrent to themselves for the sake of saving mankind. It was Zeicher to Uz, Nama Amoynis, to David HaMelech, and HaMashiach.